This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So Muslims, if we want to change this society, if we want to change the direction of this society, if we want to affect this society, we have to first reform ourselves. So don't point at the Yahudi. Don't point at the Nasara. Don't point at Bush. And don't point at Blair. And don't point at Howard. And don't point at this one and that one. Because when you point, there's three fingers pointing back at you. Blame yourself. Because when you sincerely blame yourself, you will change yourself. The Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, when those people threw him out the boat into the water, they want him to die, didn't they? They want him to die. They want him to drown. Or they want the big fish to swallow him. They throw him in the boat. They did that. They conspired against him and they threw him in the boat. Huh? They threw him out. But when they threw him out, he didn't say, "Oh, why you do that? You guys is no good. You are criminals." And while he's almost drowning, he's blaming them. No. When they threw him out the boat, and immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the hoot. Huh? Swallow him. Immediately the whale came and swallowed him. You think about this if you want to. And you ask one of these people who's involved in animal science. What they call this, oceanography or biology or marine biology. Ask them about the whale and the stomach of the whale. They will tell you that if someone is swallowed by the whale, first of all, he has no air because the whale himself is a mammal. He must come up for air himself, is right. So if the whale has no air, he has to come up for air. He's a mammal. If you're swallowed by the whale, you will suffocate. That's the first thing. The second thing, the whale is a mammal. And like every other mammal, the way he digests his food is that there is a very intense amount of acid inside his stomach. And this acid inside the whale is 12 times the power of the acid inside of our stomach. So the person who is swallowed, or the thing that is swallowed by the whale, first it will suffocate, and after that, it will become dissolved by the acid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the Prophet Yunus to be thrown out the boat, and the water did not drown him, because the whale came immediately, swallowed him. When he find himself inside the belly of the whale, did he blame the whale? Did he blame the people? Did he curse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, he said, "La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin." He said, "Oh Allah, there is no God except you. And verily I am one of the people who is oppressive to himself." And when he made that dua, it was the right formula. That's what Allah wanted his servant to say. So Allah, he ordered that whale to swim directly towards the shore. And before the acid in his stomach was able to cause any harm to Yunus alayhi salam, that whale, he swam to the shore and he spit up on the shore like you and I, we vomit. That whale, he vomit Yunus onto the shore. And the slime from his stomach covered Yunus alayhi salam until he healed, and then it became dry in the sunlight until it became over him like a vegetable, until it healed him, and then after that it turned into powder, and he gets up and he's full and he's okay. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved his servant. You and I, we have been thrown into this whale. And the acid is burning us every day. and burning our children every day. And we are blaming Howard and Coward and Blair and Snare and the Bush in the Bush. We're blaming everyone except ourselves. Oh, Muslims, blame yourselves. Say, La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimeen. Then you will start to see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has tested the Anbiya with trials like our trials. And He sent Wahi to reform His Anbiya. He didn't send Wahi to reform His Anbiya from committing sins, because a prophet, he did not commit sins. But he reformed their behavior towards Allah. He gave them what? Tawakkal. He gave them confidence. He gave them words. He gave them mu'jiza. He gave them wisdom. He showed them how to speak, how to act, how to deal, how to rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to go and talk, not to have fear, to have fear upon Allah, and to look at the creatures as only creatures. He reformed them in this way. And He reforms you and I in another way. And through reforming the Anbiya in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent them to reform the whole world. And so now we are Muslims as a result of the reformation that Allah sent to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When He sent to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the surahs, Dhuha and Inshara, those two surahs, you should read the tafsir of those two surahs. Those two surahs were sent to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to reform him. How? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Wadhuha wal-layli idha saja, ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala, wal-akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula, wa sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda, alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa, wa wajadaka dhalan fahada, wa wajadaka 'ailan fa'aghna, wa amma al-yatima fala taqhar, wa amma as-sa'ila fala tanhar, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith." And He sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him, right after that He sent in the surah, Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na anka wizrak. He sent those surahs to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of what? To give him faith, tawakkal, wake him up, let him know who is his Rabb. Don't worry about the conditions. Don't worry about what they say. Did I not find you in such and such a condition? I lift you up. I protected you. I gave you. I clothed you. I did everything for you. So, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Allah is reforming the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى أَنْ جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى. He's reforming the Prophet ﷺ. So if Allah, He sent Wahi to reform the Prophet ﷺ, reform his spirit, prepare him for the responsibility, then what He gave to the Prophet ﷺ, the Quran and the Sunnah, He gave it to you and me to reform.